As an advocate for our precious planet's environment, I sometimes question the millions spent on technology to go ever farther from our home base to space. Here we are in the 21st century, and we still have hungry children. We have much to learn about bountiful Earth's ecosystems, such as rainforests and oceans. That's why, paradoxically, I cheer on the opening of the space frontier. NASA's amazing encounters with our solar system teach us that the beauty of space is as sacred and wondrous as the daily dramas of miniature lives played out in a cattail pond. I took a class at NASA Ames to become lunar certified. This gave me the opportunity to hold national treasures like moon rocks in my hands. Under a microscope, these lunar samples sparkle and glitter like jewels. Sharing these pieces of history with my fourth grade class was as humbling and awesome as gazing at a beautiful Pomo Indian basket. Both tell stories of times past, the moon's igneous anorthosite and highland soil, and the willow vessel that is a proud symbol of a culture defying a past of inhuman treatment. Yielding fresh information about the cosmos is only part of what the 50-year-old space program has netted. Thousands of spin-offs have been developed, technology important not only in a global economic environment, but for our health and Earth's environment as well. NASA's space missions have literally put the universe at our fingertips by allowing us to view shuttle launches online in real time. We can observe previously unseen vistas of mythic and majestic Mars or study Saturn's radiant ring system. Each new launch is a symbol of courage and humankind's instinct for exploration incarnate. These missions don't take us away from our world, they bring us to it. By adding to our knowledge, they make us hungry for more. It's that hunger, that sense of wonder about our universe that can save the only home we have in it. With a Perspective, I'm Kathleen Scavone.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.